Hi, you're listening to Cowboys Radio. This is Aubrey coming your way. This is September 11th. It's a very solemn day, but it's something that you have to stop and pause to think about. Today, September 11th, I experienced something that I can never forget. And the one question that I ask myself, and I continue to do so now even more because of what is going on. That question is, why can't we be kind to each other? What is the problem? We're living in a virtual reality where I am hearing reports of so many different negative things that are happening. I'm also hearing some positive things. But I pause to consider, and I present to you for consideration on your own, as I paused, is kindness a virtual reality? Is it necessary? Help us to understand ourselves. We have to be kind to ourselves in the first place, so we can be kind to others. And for me, I think kindness is a virtual reality because it begins in your mind. The conceptualization of kindness begins in your mind. This show was designed for a limited time to talk a little bit about what is going on in the virtual world. I think being locked down and having a lot of difficulties with just surviving has been a very cruel experience for many. For those of us who have suffered previously, we understand much more than we would rather speak about, but at least we have a fighting chance to understand how to be kind, because we know what difficulty looks like. We've been out here in cyberspace doing things to earn, to grow, to learn, to teach. And some people were unkind to us when we started. I got a phone call from someone that said, Aubrey, you know, it looks like you were right. Look what is happening now. Look what is going on in the world. There are a lot of things that are not good. I had the experience of what unkindness looks like because we were not kind. Stimuli and response. September 11th. I was not far from those buildings, those towers that fell. I lost some friends, so you can probably hear the sadness in my voice for that, or related to that kind of scenario. It's an experience that I would rather not have had again. But as I reflect, that was the event that helped me to end up being in a virtual reality to do business, to share knowledge, to help folks understand how you can get beyond the moment where kindness leaves the room and you become the kindness. You have to be the kindness. It's a suggestion. It works for me. I'm not telling you to live your life. But I'm offering up some things for your consideration because I think it's valuable. Now, in this virtual reality that we're living in, where people are at home, they probably never had the opportunity over the last few years to meet and talk and sit down and relax, and they realize that they're different people. Different people who probably don't even like each other. So the reports go out that domestic violence is up, and we try to figure out how can we solve the problem. My suggestion is to, number one, start looking at who you are in the now, and number two, give yourself a break as you consider who you are in the now. I know a lot of negative things happen as a result of your mindset being derailed in this scenario, inside of this world that you're now looking at. And you don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know what's going to affect you even more negatively. But this whole experience on this day is kind of a double whammy for me to increase my kindness. Kindness in a virtual world helps you to think better, number two. Because you're not compassed about by negative connotations. You're not compassed about by anything except how can I utilize kindness to solve my problem? How can I utilize kindness to grow, to trade, to barter, to live, to love, to understand more greatly than I have ever understood before? Now, some people say I'm not an outgoing person. I am an outgoing person. They say that I'm consumed with being too kind and I spend too much time in the virtual reality. Well, that could be true. I never argue people have opinions. I investigate their opinion and I ask myself, what is the strength? What are the weaknesses and the opportunities or threats related to what they're saying? I do my own SWOT analysis on that. But look what kindness did for me. It gave me a mindset mastery that I refuse to relinquish. Because my body is no longer or interested in being unkind. My spirit is not interested in being unkind, even when people show poor behavior. I think it helps me to become more healthy. Number three. It helps me to visualize where I want to go more prominently. And as I reflect on how I treated myself with kindness and others with kindness, I realize I built out a model of entrepreneurship that has been quite challenging yet valuable. When I first started, I didn't even really think of what I was going to do specifically, but I looked at what people needed or could use to help them solve their problem. And I realized that the most important thing that I could do for myself, and I discussed this a little bit before in my other show about customer service and customer care. This is how I'm connecting the dots with these things. So in kindness and being in the virtual reality, it's important to consider how kindness will help you to elevate and escalate inside the change that you want to see. Some people don't know how to be kind because they don't even know what the word really means. And I think it's important to let you know right now, right here, what kindness should look like. Do you agree with me? I hope so. Because this is where you begin the journey of change related to if you know that you're an unkind person, you can become kind, especially inside virtual reality. Because as I said earlier, it helps you to think better. It helps you to carve an understanding of self-worth and value. It does. It does for me. That's my experiential part of that. And so people, why are you so kind, Aubrey? Because it helps me. The quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate is a vitality element necessary right now. It's the most important part of your daily activity. Again, the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. Now I know people will say, Aubrey, why do I need to be kind? People are not kind to me. That's two negatives. You're thinking negatively. It doesn't help you. Like right now, we will never forget 9/11. I will never forget 9/11 because I was a part of that. It was one of the most scariest things I have ever had to do, or be a part of, rather. But you know what I realize? Being kind to the people around me helped me to be calm. It is not difficult if you practice, drill, and rehearse it every single day. Because people were asking me, why are you so calm? The world around you is falling apart. I have to remain calm so my kindness can be elevated to another level so I can help someone else who is not so calm. It's not that I'm not fearful in those moments, or wasn't fearful in that moment, because I wasn't clear what was happening. And I know that the entire city was engulfed in smoke and flames, and I saw a lot of white dust. And when I came out of work, some of that dust fell on me. And it was a world that looked messy, and it was messy. It was painful. But yet there still remained a calm inside of me in that moment. Let us begin the process of taking a second look at what kindness can do for us as a commodity. What are you selling? I'm selling kindness. I felt that the response to what transpired could have been about unkindness, being unkind to another individual, group, or race, like what's happening right now. I think that if we pause and consider our behavior, we can begin the process of aligning with kindness so we can eradicate a lot of the pain. Most people that I've met over time have always told me, I'm not kind to people because people are not kind to me. It doesn't help me. What is it worth? Some people have told me that my being kind is kind of stupid, because they want you to join them in the unkindness of life. That changes your frequency for calm. Kindness develops calm. So if you're listening to this program today, and you recognize that you are inside of that moment where you're being unkind, begin the process of being kind. And tell me, within 21 days or less, how your desire or interest level in being kind has elevated you to a whole different space. Write journals. This is my day to be kind, because I understand the value that it brings once I have the experience. I never get up on any given day in my entire life. Does kindness cost? Yes. Some people interpret your kindness as stupid. So they will begin to treat you as though you are foolish. In the end, if you maintain your kindness, you will ultimately be successful. Qualify your kindness. If you know that you have a quality of being friendly and people treat you poorly for that, qualify their behavior through your own steadiness as she goes inside of kindness. If you know that you are considerate, remain considerate. Why? If you allow yourself to come down to the level of being unkind, you still have to figure out a way to build back up to being kind, because most people will expect you to be kind. And some of the people who see your value, who see your skill set of being considerate, will understand that it's proper customer service, and they will begin the process of asking you questions. For example, you're such a nice person. What line of work are you in? They will begin to have authentic conversations with you. Other people will begin to look at you. A group dynamic will come to pass, and people will begin to ask you based on what they learn about you, what can you do to help me learn how to become like you with this quality? It has happened to me many, many times. Even when I am not speaking to anyone, people who come around me sense a calmness. Calmness is a result of being kind. For the most part of my life, I learned to be kind because I've been through so much difficulty. People have ignored my concepts, my thoughts, my ideas. They just said, get lost. Some kind. In today's environment, many of those same people came back to me and said, how can you help me use your skill set to maintain a certain value in my life that I don't have anymore, or that I want to learn how to become that value that you represent? And this is where the conversation gets interesting, because I start to talk about the things that I've done, the 10 steps that I took to understand my self-worth, cultivate a happy heart, so that kindness can live there. A happy soul, so that kindness can dwell in that place. All of the 10 steps, or 10 steps rather, that I cultivated became a part of my workshop. All those steps relate to kindness, to elevate people to another level. And it has a very wonderful value over time. I've used it to become an entrepreneur. I've used it to become a professor. I've used it to become a coach. I've used it to become a publisher and an author. Because that which dwelled inside of me as kindness in the virtual world that people were complaining about became my special place. To live, to serve, to give, to do what needed to be done so that other people can benefit. That's kindness. And sometimes you've got to kick people's butt to be kind. But you have to qualify your why when you're doing that. Why am I being kind? Because I want you to discover your value. I discovered mine, and I remain steadfast in understanding that value. The you factor in kindness matters. I am that I am. I am kind, and I refuse to be unkind. Kindness in the virtual world that you take out into the brick and mortar world becomes an ever-present value towards your own personal and professional success. Kindness heightens the level of spirituality in the mix of your life, and I'll talk more about that on Sunday. It allows you to consider things that manifest from the invisible world to the visible world. And the most beautiful part of being kind is that you begin to realize that you are removing yourself from mental slavery of what society constructed for you to participate in. Kindness opens up doors that you have never thought possible, and you begin to understand what people are trying to tell you or teach you, or what is being marketed to you. It heightens the level of your 5 senses and magnifies your 6th sense. When you are kind, your mind is relaxed enough to come up with ideas that become concepts. Because there's no tug of war going on in your space. You're too busy being kind to yourself and others. As a matter of fact, that's one of the 5 fundamentals of success, self and others. Like what I'm doing now, this is self and others. I behave, I cultivate, I understand who I am. I remain steadfast in who I am in all storms. So I can stand here or sit here and say to you what I'm saying, because even this moment is a kindness moment. This broadcast is a kindness moment. When you are kind, people come and deliver things to you that you never expected. I know you've read a lot of different books about a lot of different things, the law of attraction. Kindness is one of the laws of attraction inside of you that is the vital element for your existence. It's a wave of calmness again. Calmness. Kindness equals calmness. You're not fighting with anyone. Social media is a way of being kind too. You get to reach out to people, be a part of people's lives that you never thought you could be. They get to speak with you virtually. Kindness allows light to bend so that you can talk to them, they can see you, you can see them. So virtual face-to-face and kindness, when you're in a physical room and you're looking at networking, you're looking to be kind to other people around you so they get to know you. And eventually they will ask you, well, what is it that you do? You don't go into a networking room to sell anything or buy anything. But you are beginning the process of communicating so that people can see your kindness. And in homes across the world right now, I am praying and I'm hoping that this recording of streaming gets to each and every one of you for your consideration. Face to face, virtually. When that kindness is projected and people go to your website or your social media, they see your face, they hear your voice, they understand this person is a kind person. I needed this. I remember I've only done one Facebook broadcast. And I did it on purpose over the time. Because I understand what I wanted, the problem that needed to be solved. And I knew it was for one person. And then one of the listeners called me up because he knows me very well. And he said, you were all over the place. I said, I know, I went fishing. He said, I couldn't get what you were saying because you were all over the place. I said, the message is not for you. That was being kind. You let people know that what they anticipate as a value in their space may not belong to them. That's being kind. Don't jest them to death. When I explained to him that I received a text message from a young lady who was listening, and she said, I am in tears. She said, I am here listening to you. And just listening to you talk about yourself and talk about what you've been through. I am in tears because you removed 25 years of pain and suffering from my life just listening to your voice. So you're qualifying your kindness. You're targeting the vision behind why you're being kind. She went on to say that anytime that you do a Facebook Live, I will log on and watch because you are fundamentally important to me from now on. That got me excited. More so not because of her seeing the value in me, but the fact that my voice allowed a problem to be solved for her that menaced her for 25 years. And I'm here to tell you, I am still excited about that, will always be excited about that, because cultivating my kindness has allowed me to plant seeds of greatness in other people globally. Sometimes people will call to me and say, hi, coach, how are you doing? I will say, I'm doing great. How are you doing? And it's a meaningful hi, not because they're saying hi, but don't really want to hear the answer. It's like when you say hi, good morning, how are you? Sometimes you don't really want to hear how that person is, because if they begin to tell you how they are, it crosses a threshold of comfortability and uncomfortability, because now you have to engage that person. It was just kind of like a conversation that you have that you were taught to have. But if I ask you, because of kindness in my space, how are you doing? I actually mean it 365 days a year. If I say good morning, I'm being kind to me because I know I'm alive. And for me, that's good because there have been so much death and dying. And I believe that I'm still here because I'm working to cultivate kindness to do the mission of my existence. So it opens up a lot of different doors for you. Be sustainable in your kindness. Don't allow people with their opinions to cultivate negative in you so that you become unkind. Please don't do it. When something goes wrong and you're being kind, do your checklist. What is going on? You ask the question. You qualify the communication piece. Was it something I said? Did you understand what I said? And if people try to make you null and void, become kind to yourself and make yourself even more valuable. I'm going to recommend a couple of things as I get ready to close. I've met a lot of great people by being kind, doing interviews. I was kind to myself by writing my own book about myself. And I cultivated 40 things, 40 quotes that have assisted me to become perpetually kind and also earn distinction. Put me through college. Helped me to earn an income. Going to college and taking ownership of the information I learned was being kind to myself. I even taught courses to teach students how to be kind through hybrid, online, offline relationship cultivation. Very important, very vital. One of the most important things as I close that I will tell you in this virtual world right now, you have time in terms of time and space to really stop and look at what it is that you want. Be kind to yourself. Qualify your need right now. Use what is going on. I've been looking at colleges sending students home because of COVID. There will always be an opinion. Some will agree, some will disagree. And I will say, whatever is happening in your space to make you feel uncomfortable, be kind to yourself so you can eradicate being uncomfortable, because solutions will come in to view when you're kind. And this is the cyber world we're talking about. We're cultivating understanding that can help us to grow and develop and change and be ready to handle the brick and mortar existence. I see a lot more cars on the road here in Atlanta. I see a lot more people being kind to each other. The request was to wear a mask. It was not a mandate you have to. There was no forcefulness. That is an act of kindness to wear a mask. And they're saying the numbers are dropping. Just this week, 1,600 new cases. But prior to that, the downward spiral, they said, resulted people being kind by wearing masks to protect the other person. And that is where we begin. But on this September 11th, let us look at how we can begin the process of being kind, to forgive and begin again. We have soldiers that have gone out and laid a foundation of faith and substance and what we stand for as a people, to make sure that we maintain the kind of integrity of being kind to each other. Let us begin. Let's stop the hate. Let us begin to fall in love with each other. And if you don't know what love means, ask the question, how does love work? I know most people, when they hear the word love, they go straight to the sex association. And that's not love. That's a gift as a result of love, out of being kind to another individual. And for the men and women who are being unkind, and you want to force the kindness of love, it will not work. It does not work. You have to understand that kindness cultivates love also. So stay tuned and keep us on the lock as we close out. I want to thank you for listening. This has been a retrospective moment for me because this is September 11th. And I asked myself this question. What will it take for us to be kind to each other? What will it take? So in the virtual world, every morning you get up, you say, good morning, thank you. I don't know what you believe. And someone said, I'm not a Christian or not a Christian. That announcement has no value for me. I don't care whether you subscribe to being a Christian or whatever other religion. Just be kind. That's all. Thank you for listening today. And stay tuned as we continue with our broadcast right here on CaribVoiceRadio.org, the education station. Stick around. We have some great things to say. Yeah, I'm telling you. Carry Voice Radio. Believe.